How did you feel when you entered the factory on that first day? Tell me about the sights, the smells, and the noise that you remember.
Well, certainly the noise when we walked through the front entrance, which was then was adjacent to the heavy machine shop, was tremendous noise going on, and made you wonder what we were going to enter and what was going to happen. And then we walked through to the top where the time office was, and as we walked through there, we passed through the hydraulic fitting shop, and there was oil and smell everywhere.
What an insight. Make you wish perhaps you'd gone the other way. Anyway, you started your apprenticeship then, Ron. Can you guide me along the path that apprenticeship went for the first year or so? Any memories of your fellow apprentices, etc.?
Yeah, certainly. It was quite exciting in the apprentice training school for a while. That was interesting. We had to work on a bench and on every machine in there. The interesting one was we had to do the block, as it was called. And the block was a cube of about 2.5 inches, we started, of raw metal, and we had to hand chip it down and file it down to 2 inches square. The number of fingers, thumbs that were bruised, we knew the nurse very well.
Wonderful. And obviously that was sort of broke you in, as it were, and helped you know how to use some of the tools. Did you along the way during that year in that time in the training school? Did you make any tools of your own?
Yeah, I made tools, clamps, dividers, things like that, which I still got today, and I use them occasionally. Certainly, the dividers I use quite often.
Wonderful. What memories have you got of fellow apprentices, Ron? Can you remember any of them?
Yeah, certainly. There's one that sticks in mind, Barclay Mordecai, who was an apprentice service. And shortly after leaving the craft school, he joined the drawing office. And he, unfortunately, was killed in an accident. And at his funeral, the rest of our intake, because he was our intake, we in fact carried his coffin through to the church. Quite a sad time.
Absolutely. Oh dear, that wasn't a very good start. Anyway, to continue with your apprenticeship, Ron, you spent the first 6 months or so in the training school. How about the rest of the time?
Yeah, we had to spend at least 6 months in each department, i.e. fabrication, welding, fitting shop, hydraulic fitting, heavy machine shop, light machine shop. The first move was the light machine shop, where we were under the close scrutiny of a very, very famous foreman at Fieldings, Mr. Reg Court.
Wonderful. I think we've heard of him along the way a few times. Did you sort of finalise in your sort of final couple of years? Did you finalise anywhere at that time?
Yeah, I finalised. I did the last 14, 15 months, I think it was, on the mark and off table in the heavy machine shop. And I finalised as a marker off, and I stayed there until I came back out to the forces after national service, when I joined the inspection department.